Police say a fisherman found 11 bags containing what they believe is hard drugs on an isolated beach in Milne Bay province last week. He took the bags back to his village on Budibudi Island and later told police that inside the bags were 55 smaller parcels. Milne Bay Police Commander George Bayagao says the villagers were later confronted by a group of aggressive foreigners.
The guys have gone to the village, about seven of them, and Asian-looking guys with tattoos all over their body. They've aggressively put onto the village people, and they were in fear of their safety. They have to release those drugs, they believe to be drugs.
The villagers did manage to conceal six parcels from the suspected drug runners, which have now been given to police. Commander Bayagao says police are yet to establish exactly what is in the parcels, but he says they're getting help from the Australian Federal Police based in Port Moresby as part of a policing partnership program.
The matter was related to reported to Port Moresby, and I had two federal, Australian Federal Police and Papua New Guinea Police officers, so forensic officers. They've arrived here today, and we are going into the process. We have to properly ascertain what type of drug. We are believing and assume here that it would be a destined for Australia. That's how I assume, but we don't know as yet.
The fisherman who found the drugs notified a radio operator on his island, who in turn alerted the Milne Bay Disaster Office in Alatau. The provincial disaster coordinator, Stephen Tobessa, says the fisherman said he found the drugs buried on a beach.
One of the islanders from Budibudi had come across a heap or pile of, on the beach, a pile of things that he suspected might be of interest. And he went over to the pile. It was attached to a string. He followed the string. He's a fisherman. So he followed the string up and he found on the beach there were 11 black traveling bags.
Mr. Tobessa says the villagers believe the total amount of hard drugs found could weigh as much as 60 kilograms.
You know, the 1 kilogram rice packet, they're about that size, and they weighed about a kilo each. So they were packed in packs of 6, 5, and 4. But they all totaled, the 11 bags all totaled 55. So we assume that they all add up to 55 kilograms.
Remote islands in PNG and the Pacific have long been used as stop-off points for drug runners moving their cargo from places like South America to Australia. The PNG Police and Defence Police lack the resources to adequately patrol the country's waterways and massive coastlines. For now, though, investigations continue to determine exactly what the fishermen found buried in those bags on that remote beach.